policies have disrupted the educational growth for our students. And now, the people voice is raising up to raise a standard, a new standard for educational justice, not just here in Chicago, but across the country. Our first speaker today is a parent from Bethune Elementary School on the west side of Chicago. Make her feel real good, Miss Felicia Hilson.
Hello, everybody. Hello, my name is Felicia Hilson, and I am a parent and a member of Action Now. I come from Bethune Elementary School, which is on the closing list. But today I'm not just fighting for my school, I am solidarity with all of Chicago to say no school closing. As a graduate who is not a PAC member and a parent, I have firsthand experience of the education that Bethune provides for its students. Bethune is a place where parents can send their children every day knowing that they are going to a warm and nurturing learning environment. It is also a community center that provides resources, classes for parents, as well as enriching after-school programs and sports. I reject the idea that Bethune should be closed simply because CBS labeled it a low-performing, unutilizing school. Bethune students, parents, and teachers do not deserve to be punished because of the standardized tests, scores, or population change in the neighborhood. You should visit it in all schools, walk the halls, and look into classrooms. I guarantee that if you do so, you will not see any empty school where there's no learning taking places. If the mayor closes our schools, he will be breaking the bonds that they have with teachers, classmates, and the entire school community. Worst of all, you will be endangering their safety. If you should not want your children to walk past abandoned buildings and halfway houses every day on their way to and from school, then do not expect our children. We are united and we fight for our rights for our kids. Thank you.
Come on, that's right. She's fighting not just for Bethune, but Henson Elementary, Mayo, where you at, Mahalia Jackson, Tilt. Not one school should be shut down in this city. Here's what we believe in. It's about time we come up with a new plan, and that new plan is called investing in our children. Here's a brother that loves his students, one of the greatest teachers that the Chicago city has ever seen. Show your love for Mr. Joshua Marburger.
Thank you. And that's right, I am a very passionate teacher, and I love every student in my building. I'm a teacher at 70th and Dorchester on the southeast side of the city at Fermi Elementary School. The last 3 days, I've been out on this streets of Chicago, somewhere where I know City Hall hasn't been. Last week, someone from the Board of Education came to Fermi, came to four rooms, and that's it. And he's expecting to make a decision on our school, not talking to teachers, not talking to our students, but after just walking in four rooms, trying to make a decision to close the school and to change lives of 275 students. It's wrong. The whole process has been wrong. They're pulling students away from their students, teachers away from their classes that they've been loving to teach. This is wrong. We've built communities in every school, every 54 schools. And they're just gonna take a vote on Wednesday. So we've gotta stop that. We've gotta do everything that we can. We need to call everybody that we can. We need to call Springfield. We need to call Washington, D.C. We need to call City Hall. And we need to make sure it's clear that they need to keep their hands off our schools. Keep their hands off of every Chicago public schools and do what's right, which is to invest in them. They've disinvested so many times in our communities. And of course, 90% of our schools that they're hitting are in African American communities. And of course, no one down here at City Hall or the Board of Education care about that, but we do. So we need to make sure it's clear. Thank you.
We've gone national. Come on, Chicago, make her feel real love. From Philadelphia, Ms. Sharon Snyder, a student. Come on, Chicago.
Hi, my name's Sharon Snyder, and I'm a junior at Benjamin Franklin High School in Philadelphia, and a member of Philadelphia Student Union. I'm here in Chicago today to let the students in Chicago know that they're not alone in the fight to save their schools. In Philly, we are going through the same thing. In March, our school board voted to close 24 schools. We are tired of them closing our schools. Because of this, students end up having to travel farther to schools and classes to get overcrowded. We also lose important relationships with the adults in the building, who we see as family. People like the cafeteria workers, the school aide, and the janitors. They are people who we have grown to trust and know that they're there to help us succeed. When you close a student's school, it's harder for them to stay focused. They have to learn a new environment and a new relationship, and this causes their grades to drop. This past Friday, we had 2,000 students walk out of 27 schools. We had 2,000 students walk out of 27 schools in Philadelphia to protest the budget cuts. We marched from the school district building to City Hall. We walked out of school. I'm going to be a senior next year, and I plan on going to college without my counselor, who is going to help me with my application and financial aid. If they take out all programs and counselors, there would definitely be more students dropping out of schools. I was told they want to close 54 schools in Chicago. We can't let that happen. I've been marching since Sunday to tell the students not to give up. If we give up, then they would think we don't care. But we do care, and we deserve high-quality education. Rahm Emanuel didn't have his classes in his school taken away, so why is it okay to have it taken away from us? His kids don't sit in overcrowded classrooms and have to walk through dangerous areas to get to school. So why is it okay for us? Chicago, I want y'all to know that Philly has your back. Every time they try to close your schools, we'll be back to fight with you. Save our schools! Thank you.
What'd she say? She said, save our schools. Listen, we just got a report that over 100 students boycotted their schools today here in Chicago from 11 schools. The movement has begun. The movement has begun. It's a new city, Chicago. It's a new day. It's a new country. And we're leading the charge right here in Chicago. Listen, I got a parent, Miss from Parkman Elementary School. Come on, show your love for Jelana Leslie.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jelana Leslie. I'm from Parkman Elementary School. I'm on the Parent LSC and the PACMEAN. I'm here today because I'm against the school closing. They're trying to tell us, Rahm Emanuel, you don't have the right to tell us what's the better education for our children. We have to stand up and fight for our rights. You don't know what's good for our children. You all up in that City Hall, just closed up in one room, walk the streets like we walk. Come to our schools with us. See the danger that our kids go through. Save our school. Save our school. Save our school. Hey ho, Rahm Emanuel got to go. Thank you.
Come Come on, man, that's a parent fighting for her child, fighting for everybody's child. While we have a mayor that would rather go to New York and lecture black parents about how they need to raise their kids, he needs to meet Leslie. He needs to meet the black parents across this city that send their children to school with limited resources. Listen, enough is enough. These are our schools. Come on, our schools, our children, our city. Who's been marching for 3 days? Let me see you. Where you been? Where you at? Listen, we got a sister from one of the finest locals in this city. Help me show some love for Ms. Laura Garza, the Secretary Treasurer for SEIU Local 1.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How's everyone doing out there? It's hot. It was hot this weekend, but you didn't give up. You marched to stand up for justice for our children. As we walked through our city neighborhoods the last 3 days, the community support was overwhelming. Residents and family honked their horns, came out of their homes to shout encouragement, and sometimes even joined us on those walks. At the schools, we saw firsthand the pride and passion that make our schools true anchors in the communities. We heard beautiful string assemble at Lafayette Elementary. We saw the Dewey basketball team in full uniform. When the cheerleaders at Erickson joined the march, our chants got even better and stronger, brothers and sisters. There are no sights and sounds of half-empty failing schools. That's not what we heard in the neighborhoods. I was out there today. That's not what I heard at Mayo today. Mayor Rahm Emanuel and CPS are not being honest with us, and they haven't been. They have not been honest programs from day one. They are not closing these schools because they are underutilized. In fact, more of Chicago's kids attend public schools than they did 10 years ago. And they are not closing these schools because there is a budget deficit. We've heard that, right? There's a budget deficit, but that's not the case. Despite constantly talking about a $1 billion deficit, the school closings won't reduce this year's deficit. The truth is, the city has been turning its back on our children for years. For years. Billions, and I'm talking about billions of public dollars are poured into profitable corporations downtown. We see it all. We see it every day. But it's not filtering down to our communities and our children, where our neighborhoods and schools are left to fund for themselves. Mayor Emanuel and CPS are saying they know what's best. Do they? They don't know what's best. They didn't grow up in this neighborhood. They say they care about the children and their plan to close 54 neighborhood schools and it won't hurt anyone. That's not true, right? We know what it's gonna do to our children, but we know deep in our hearts that's not true. And we are all hurting. And it's time the city listens to all of us, the people. United, they have been walking for the last 3 days and have been protesting against the closing of our schools. We are the parents. We are the kids. We are the workers. Let's not forget about the workers in these schools. This is our city. These are our schools. This is our city. These are our schools. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Come on, where you at? Where the purple people at? SEIU, where y'all at? CTU, where you at? Where are you, CTU? Boy, the mayor hates y'all, let me tell you that. Somebody said, who cares? Our schools, our city, our voice. Listen, in a time where cowardice is accepted, in a time where people would much rather protect their own interests than stand up and fight for our children, it is my honor and privilege to bring to the stage someone who is not afraid. Show your love for one of our pastors on the south side of Chicago, Reverend Love.
It's so good to see you out here today, standing up for your rights, standing up for our children, for our schools, for our neighborhoods, our communities. We are gathered here today representing Chicago Peace, clergy, educators, and pastors united together to save our schools. We want to say to this administration that it is time to stop taking from our communities and start putting back into our communities. It is time to stop bringing all of the financial resources into the center of this city while disinvesting from our neighborhoods. It is time to save our schools. It is time for us to put community back into community schools. We have a voice. We have a right, and we are lifting up our voices and exercising our rights, saying that we will not allow our schools to be closed. We've been marching for 3 days, and some of you have gotten tired along the way. Your feet are hurting. I came into the plaza today and I saw some soaking their feet in the fountains. But that does not mean that we are too tired to quit. But we are energized because the future of our children is too important for us to faint and to fall by the wayside. The Bible says, "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." And we will not faint. We will not quit. We will not fall by the wayside. We will save our schools. Mr. Mayor, have you not heard? Have you not seen that the everlasting God of all is above all? He gives strength to the weary. Even the youth shall fail, and the young men shall fall down. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We will mount up on wings like eagles. We will run and not quit. We will walk and not faint. Let's stay on the battlefield and let's save our schools.
Well, it's Sunday morning in Chicago. Somebody said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, save our schools. Whose schools? Boy, I need somebody to put me in A flat. Reverend Love took us to church. Listen, we're gonna keep this going. Listen, the voice of the young person will not be denied. CPS wants to shut that voice out. They would much rather test our kids and force them to walk through gang territory and disinvest in their schools than actually allow them to have a voice. But today they have a voice. My honor and privilege, one of our students who helped lead, well, I'm not sure if it was him, take that back. I was told that there was a sit-in at this elementary school that this student may or may not had anything to do with it. Show your love for Robert Allen.
Hello, my name is Robert Allen, and I attend Williams Preparatory Academy on 2710 South Dearborn Street. So there's a proposal to close my school, and today you have several teachers that came out to support us, and they went around collecting names of the teachers who weren't here to do some type of disciplinary action, but what can they do? What if the teachers really is sick? They say that our room is underutilized, but it is so bad where the Chinese teacher doesn't even have a room. She goes room to room to teach her lesson, and that still doesn't mess her up. And she still knows each and every student by name. Rahm's kids go to an underutilized school, but why isn't that school on the list? When the protest was coming through my school, they decided that the school was going to go on the emergency lockdown and closed all the windows and locked all the doors. Wouldn't even let half of the parents come in to sign their kids out. And then when they finally did let them in, they asked them, are you by yourself or do you have the press? Like, everybody, if you pay taxes, make some noise. So where's all this money going if it's not going towards schools? If they making all this money off of the lottery, why isn't any of that going towards the schools? They are trying to close my school and bring another level 3 school to our school. But that, how is that a better education? That's basically the exact same education. When our school had a sit-in on May 3rd, 2013, Mr. Price was mad, and he was telling the teachers, the parents, that Urban Prep will get their own lunchroom. And then when he had the meeting with the students at a different time, he said that that we were going to start early and they were going to start later. But how does that help? If the students have to walk through gang territory, that would not be good for them, because what if one day they decide that they think one of them is a gang member and they decide that they're going to shoot them? Yeah. Then you have one less child out here wanting to speak, and it's always the good ones that die. Yeah. Our school has outperformed the school that's taken over our school 5 years in a row, and we only went down 1 year while they were dropping tar, hammering. And all that we benefited from that was new doors, and that doesn't help us. So all of this construction that was done is basically useless. If they close my school, not only will the students lose their bonds, then you have the diverse learners who have to come out like new babies trying to relearn the teachers that they have instead of having the ones that they know and love. At most schools, I know the teachers play and joke with the students, but if the classroom is overcrowded, they can't get to know every student individually like they would in a smaller class size. Save our schools.
That's good. That's right. Save our schools. Come on, man. Come on. Our students are united. We have another parent from Lafayette. Come on, make her feel real good, Valerie Nelson.
I'm Valerie Nelson, and I'm a proud parent of two girls at Lafayette. One of my daughters has autism and the other has ADHD. I am here today because I'm against school closings anywhere in the city. I consider my school, Lafayette, to be my family, and CPS is ripping families apart. Through these school closings, CPS is discriminating against special education students like my daughter. This is the largest proposed school closings in United States history. This happening so quickly and in such a chaotic way, it will have a discriminatory impact on children with special needs. At Lafayette, we have over 150 students with special needs. Our community leader, Alderman Maldonado, has refused to do anything to stop these closings. This is wrong. Someone once told me that autism is a rich man's diagnosis. With CPS bullying our special needs children, it proves them right. CPS says they've heard us 2 minutes at a time. This is our city, our voice, and our schools. No school closings. Thank you.
Come on, they gotta believe it, you all. No school closings. Come on. Can't hear you. Chicago. Philadelphia, New York, Sacramento, come on, West Side, South Side, North Side, come on, who schools? Listen, this guy right here, I'm predicting 2025, he'll be the mayor of Chicago, from the South Side of Chicago, from Marcus Garvey Elementary School. Show your love for Sean Johnson.
Good morning. My name is Deshaun Johnson. I'm from Marcus Garvey School, located on 103rd in Morgan. I'm coming to you today to talk about the school closing. Rahm Emanuel thinks that we all are toys. He thinks he can just come into our schools and move all our kids all over gang lines and just say, oh, we can build a building right here. Let's take this school out. We don't care about these kids, but it's kids in there. They need safety. Rahm Emanuel is not caring about our schools. He is not caring about our safety. He only cares about his kids. He only cares about what he needs. He do not care about nobody else but himself. He let Barbara Bird Bennett, a woman that's from Detroit, who don't even know the streets of Chicago, let her come in and close these schools. She should not be closing these schools that need safety and protection. You should be investing in these schools, not closing them. You should be supporting these schools, not closing them. We shall not be moved today. We are going to City Hall. We're confronting Rahm Emanuel. We are not toys. We are not going down without a fight. Like Martin Luther King said, I forgot his name, but he said that it is 90% of school closing in African American. This is racism right here. This is racism. We are black and we are proud. We are white and we are proud. No matter what the color is, no matter if you're Asian, Chinese, it doesn't matter. You should not be closing these schools without walking into them, seeing what is happening in these schools. Education is a right. That is why we have to fight. Education is a right. That is why we have to fight. Education is a right. That is why we have to fight. Education is a right. That is why we have to fight. Education is a right. That is why we have to fight. Education is a right. That is why we have to fight. Education is a right. That is why we have to fight.
Sean for mayor. Sean for mayor. Sean for mayor. Sean for mayor. What? 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 Woo! Check it out. Y'all don't gotta look for Harold anymore. We got Sean Johnson, Chicago. Come on, we're just about through. From Cabrini Green, USA, show your love for a pair from an ear. Sharice McDaniel, J.R. Fleming with the anti-eviction campaign.
Wow, I couldn't ask for a better interest. Mr. Mayor, I am with the anti-eviction campaign. I'm a self-appointed human rights monitor. This is clearly about the conventions on the rights of a child. You have heard a child speak, and we heard him speak with passion, Mr. Mayor. You can't be told no better than the voice of a child who have rights, rights as a human being. This is about the human rights of our children, the human rights to our community. And for Cabrini Green, I'd like to introduce Sharice, a parent, who's going to talk to you about how dangerous these moves are.
Everyone, Rahm Emanuel and Barbara Bird Bennett says this is not racist. Well, I just like to let you know how racist this is. George Menier is surrounded by level one magnet schools, LaSalle, Franklin, Newberry, Oscar Mayer, just to name a few. And guess what? We were not told that our school would be closing until after the deadline for Options for Knowledge. So those schools, our children can't even apply. Crossing Division, the corner of Division and Sedgwick is a known gang line with the Gangster Disciples, Conservative Vice Lords, and Mickey Cobras. Rahm Emanuel can't even clean up the crime in the streets of the city. How many people have died? And he wants me to put my 8-year-old son at the forefront? I think not. Yes. Education is a human right. Everyone in the city of Chicago should have the same education. Throughout these United States of America, education should be equal for everyone. Yes, thank you. I just want to say that I encourage you all to go out and fight to get an elected school board. That's what's going to make the difference. People like Rahm Emanuel should be stripped of their power. He should not be able to tell me what I need to do with my children. I think not. I encourage you all to fight. Thank you.
Come on, she said fight. She said fight, fight back. Our schools, our schools, our children, our city. Listen, we're getting ready to march. We're gonna bring up the last speaker, so I need my marshals to head to the streets. Y'all know how to take over the streets, don't y'all? Y'all know how to take over, y'all ready to take over some of these streets? Let's make these banks pay, the Mercantile Exchange. Let's hit them in their pockets. I need the marshals to head to my right. Your left. Listen. where we going? I think you might be able to guess where we going. Anybody guess where we going? City Hall, baby. City Hall. Listen, 3 years ago, this city was looking for some direction where teachers were being beat down. Students were not being properly serviced. It is my honor and privilege to bring the greatest teacher in the city of Chicago. She's just been given 3 more years to lead this union, to help lead this city. Show your love, nationally board certified teacher, Miss Karen G. Lewis.
Oh, you all are so beautiful. You look great. First of all, I want to thank all of the parents and seniors and students, all of our brothers and sisters in the labor movement, who have been in the streets for 3 days in the communities where the real work happens. I want to thank you because I know how sore I am. I'd like to thank you for your continued support of the truth. I'd like to thank you for your continued support of educational justice and the real fight against the status quo. The status quo where certain children have small class sizes, they have curriculum that is stimulating, exciting, hands-on, and other children, our children, are forced into hours upon hours of mind-numbing test prep. And the use of the term probation ends today. It ends today. Probation is a word used for the criminal justice system. And when you use it for schools, you allow people to think it's okay to punish the children in them. It's time to change the language. School closings have been going on in this town for over 10 years. Clearly, the policy does not work. Instead of looking at it and revisiting it and paying attention to the data-driven masters decide to ratchet it up and decide they're going to close the schools on steroids. You haven't managed closing 7 or 8 schools well. Why do you think you can close 54? You can't even get people who work for you the correct paycheck. CPS will mess up a one-car funeral. But you're gonna close 54 schools. Brothers and sisters, this is not over. It is just beginning. This is a movement. This is a movement through the neighborhoods. This is a movement through the city. It is a movement through the nation. Kansas City, half their schools closed. Philadelphia, 23 schools closed. Minneapolis, Philadelphia, you name them. School closings not only do not work, they are harmful. They are child abuse. Why are we continuing to have our children suffer? There are children who will be moved for the fourth or fifth time. By their own research, CPS knows that when you shut down a school, children lose learning. But what do we hear? Hollow promises, continued lies, and the continued status quo of we're gonna do the best for the kids. When people who do not work with children, when people who do not send their children to public schools, when people who do not even live in the city of Chicago tell you they're doing something what's best for the children, and listen to the rhetoric. Listen to the rhetoric. We're not interested in the adults, as if our children do not have parents and communities and people who work with them. Our children are not divorced from the adults who work with them every single day. Make no mistake. So I will tell you again, this is a movement. And no matter what happens on Wednesday, it is not over. Those of you who think you cannot make a difference, I will tell you now, we will register 250,000 people who will not be voting for that man that's there on the fifth floor. If he likes Washington so much, let's help him go back. We want a real Chicagoan who believes in real people. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for all the work you do on a regular basis. And I also want to thank you for taking time from your day to be here for education justice. It's a movement, people. And I want to tell you one more thing. Never, ever let somebody else define you by a number, by a name, by a color, by a sign, by a school closing. We define ourselves. We are a success. We are the next generation. And if anybody has any doubt, I'm casting my vote in 2025, Ashawn Johnson for mayor. Thank you.